Welcome to Down to Herf, the podcast for cigar smokers, whiskey drinkers, and for the people just looking to kick back, light up, and have a good time. I'm your host, Jerry, and I'm joined by, as always, my co-host, Gio and Caleb.
Fellas, how are we doing today?
I mean, we don't have an interviewee today, so different vibes. It's been a while. We've been tossing those interviews at you one after another. So
yeah, we've been out here just absolutely grinding, trying to put out some good content for you guys. This week, it's just going to be the three of us smoking a new cigar, smoking a bottle of gasoline that Caleb's picked up for us.
Yeah, Caleb went to be a proof for this week. We'll get into that later.
Just take a sip. It's actually not bad. Take a sip. Enjoy it. Swoosh it around in your mouth. Get a feel for it. Let it hug you.
I think I could just light my breath on fire after that sip.
You should try.
You a flamethrower over there? What are those people called?
Yeah, what if that shit went...
That would have been a little fucked up.
That'd be cool, though. It'd be a first for
the
show.
Oh, that would be an awesome
first
shot.
For the show.
It'd be a good clip.
It would be.
Knowing me, I'd miss it. I'd miss it. I'd be like, we might have to go to the manual SD cards here. That being said, new cigar we're going to be smoking. Brand we haven't done on the show, but you have some words first?
Well, before we get into that, I just would like to say this portion of our show is brought to you by our friends at Crown Heads. Makers of fine cigars like the Mil Diaz brand, Juarez, and also Four Kicks and Las Calaveras. As always,
no Lavaretta in there, huh?
Yeah, I got to switch it up. Give some different love every now and then. Looking forward to their show, by the way, this year. Obviously, we got PCA coming up, but we'll talk more about that another time. Just, I can't wait. The end of the month, that trip can't come here soon enough. I think it's going to be a great time. We got all three of us going.
I was looking forward to it, but some recent news put a little damper in my life.
A little piss in your Cheerios, huh?
Yeah.
So, that being said, I'm going to get into the cigar we're smoking. We are smoking the Los Tatos Deluxe Limited Edition 2024. Fancy, fancy. Gerald was nice enough to pick up a box of these. I made the trip to a little out there thing here. Look at that. Ooh.
It's a nice looking box.
That's a fun one. Fun one for us here.
Yeah, I got some tampons in the box. that is a reference to the fact that these are wrapped in like this tissue paper stuff in addition to a like Daruma style.
I mean, you could pull one out and show it.
Yeah, I did show it.
Oh, yeah.
But now to get into this brand, I had to look this up because I really wasn't familiar to it, and it doesn't really get a lot of like press into it. So the Los Tatos Deluxe cigar brand was revamped and re-engineered. It was originally made out of the iconic La Gloria factory in Cuba. And basically what happened is back in 2022, when Matt Booth came to his agreement with STG, he helped them revamp this, which once I heard that, all of the packaging and presentation made sense. Like, Matt Booth is known for his real crazy out there packaging. We saw it with the Daruma. What's the other one?
Namakubi.
Yeah. And I feel like this is kind of his version of the offshoot.
Even the Johnny Tobacconut this year.
It's another one.
The Limited Torpedo, I think, had a wrap around it as well.
Yeah. So, apparently, like, SCG was smart enough to take advantage of, not only did they buy the Room 101 brand, they bought Matt Booth's mind. Scary mind.
Yeah. Caleb likes him.
Yeah.
Almost one
Caleb
the same.
Loves a guy.
Almost one and the same. Great minds think alike, they say.
So, they used his input to basically redo this brand, and it's basically a kind of a partnership and collab between what Matt Booth's got going on and Justin Andrews of, you know, Forged and STG. Now to get into the nuts and bolts of the cigar, I got to pull that up because, again, not a lot of information was out on these, but they were kind of hyped up because obviously this is like a quasi Room 101 cigar, basically.
You said Ventura's involved in this as well, right?
let's see here. I'll read you the exact press release when this here. So
why don't you read the back of the box? What's it say?
What was it? Reimagined by the leering eye of Matt Booth and Conspiracy Studios.
Okay.
Ah, Conspiracy Studios. I like that. Great name.
Oh. All right. Ooh. So this is a 5.5x50 Robusto Extra. Excuse me. Uses a Mexican San Andreas wrapper, Ecuadorian Sumatra binder, and dual broadleaf filler from Connecticut and Pennsylvania. So I know Jerry's all gotten his ear perked up right there. And there's also Corojo 98 from Nicaragua in that filler as well.
There's a lot of things in this cigar that I really love to smoke.
Yeah. Booth is quoted as saying this blend is very sophisticated in nature, which is probably the most clean-cut thing he's ever said about a cigar. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't say it, you know, just as elegant on the suck hole or some shit like that. Production was limited to 3,000 boxes of 10. And, yep, that's pretty much all I got on that here. Oh, so here was the collab, who was involved. It was Matt Booth, Justin Andrews, and William Ventura. So that's where that came in. But these actually just shipped March 1st, so we're essentially smoking it 5 days after it ended up at manufacturer's doors.
You mean retailer doors?
Sorry, retailer.
I got you, dog.
You know what I meant. You picked up what I was putting down.
I picked it up, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, Jared, though, this has got to be a little odd for you, though. Back-to-back torpedoes.
What was the last cigar we smoked?
The Morphine.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it seems like it. Jeez.
We had all these episodes banked up because they were all interview episodes, so we just kind of took like a brief hiatus and just chilled out for a little bit, just did the After Herf.
Yeah,
just spent. Speaking of the After Herf, if you guys aren't checking that out, make sure you're checking that out at patreon.com/downherfpodcast. Mm-hmm. We put out a weekly After Herf show full of your favorite weird conspiracies, crazy viral clips, and of course, antics from our boy, Mr. Steen himself.
Yeah.
Awesome plug right there, Jerry. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you very much.
I think this is one of the things we're going to start doing with the Patreon for you guys. So, obviously, with us going to PCA in the next, you know, at the end of the month, we're going to have some content scheduled from that, like some smaller things. And for those people who are members of the Patreon and you want to see these exclusive content, then that's where you're going to find it. And we're talking shorter interviews. Like, we've had some people reach out and trying to get stuff settled at the show. And I think that's going to be the benefit for it because it's a lot of work that goes into this. And, you know, we appreciate it. But, guys, we need some help paying these bills.
That's a whole fact, man. That's a whole fact.
Don't miss out on any of my wild and crazy antics in Vegas. You're going to want to join that After Herf. It's only $6 a month. It's not much.
Yeah, Caleb's going to put down $10 for a $10 million parlay and see if it hits.
I think that's a great idea. We should definitely get some Caleb gambling clips.
Yeah, we should get some gambling clips. Maybe we'll on the roulette board, we'll do a combat or like tit. We'll spell it out. Do it.
Nice and mature. I love it.
What do you expect from me? The most mature guy here.
Mm. I can't wait for you to meet Leo from Nova.
When I saw her in Florida, she was ecstatic to see me and my wife, and she cannot wait. When I told her that Caleb was coming, she cannot wait. I look forward to this interaction. I think it's going to be something to behold.
Should I wear my I Love MILF shirt, or should I get another one?
Big Dick is back in town. I don't know. I think we're going to be doing some shirts, some PCA shirts.
Yeah. There's a few things in plan here.
We're supposed to design these fucking things, right? Are we gonna do it? I think I'm just throwing it out there. After this, we have things to discuss. We have a lot to go over because I think this is the second last episode before the end of the month, which is gonna be the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're gonna be doing a pre-show and then a post-show episode.
Yeah.
Of course. And then obviously be posting mini interviews that we do during the show.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking content coming for you guys. And for you cigar people,
this is the Super Bowl for cigars.
Yeah. Yeah,
great,
it is.
Great month. The month of March.
Guys, again, not that we have to, you know, really tell you to tune in, but our PCA pre-show is going to be pretty fucking cool. There's not a lot of people that are going to be able to handle what we got planned for that. As far as
we're doing a pre-release to a pre-show.
Yeah. we're going to have fun with that one, and we'll be joined.
I haven't confirmed that, but oh. I'm banking that I have a very good feeling we're going to be absolutely fine.
I'm going to hedge my bet on that one.
Yeah.
Caleb, don't you even say a fucking thing, because somehow that'll be the day it doesn't work.
Caleb's the ruiner, too.
I'm cleaning off betting. I'm saving all that bad mojo from the Super Bowl for Vegas.
Listen, we have a lot of things that we wanted to discuss tonight. We don't really have a true topic tonight, so this is going to be kind of one of those free ball, you know, like summertime.
I got a general outline.
Free ball in it.
Yeah.
But what are we drinking with this Los Tatos?
All right, guys.
Deluxe.
It's not necessarily a first for the
2024
show.
2024 limited edition.
Because
you got to make sure you say that.
We did do a little sip of this on a Jeff March episode, but that was a single barrel pick. But tonight we're doing Old Line American Single Malt Whiskey. This is a cask strength right here. So this is out of Baltimore, Maryland. This is comprised of a 100% malted barley composition. Proof on this is... it's going to be 124.6 proof, as it is 62.3 alcohol by volume. This bottle will cost you around $55 to $60. So it's bottled right out of the barrel, and it's just cask strength, just as it was supposed to be. Now, the interesting thing about this bottle is it's only aged for a minimum of 1 year in small American white oak barrels, which are smaller than the standard 53-liter barrel that is usually used for other whiskeys. Because this is an American single malt, they're allowed to play around with the aging, so it doesn't have to be the minimum of 3 years. So age on this, minimum 1 year, but on this specific bottle with the cask strength, it's about 1 to 2 years. It says serve better with an ice cube, maybe cut down a little bit of the harshness.
I think that's because this is literally gasoline.
Yeah.
You know the dude that distills this stuff? He wanted to come on the show.
Which guy, Mark or Arch?
That's a great question. I would have to look into I would have to look into my thing, but obviously I think that not knowing that we were going to do this bottle, that time has passed.
Yeah, but I believe there are two vets that came together to make this Old Line product. They have like a Bravo Zulu on the back, so I'm sure that's some sort of military thing. I forgot what branch they served in. But
BZ.
BZ.
BZ, yeah.
Yeah, BZ.
But yeah, it says this exclusive line right here, the single malt, especially the cask strength, is not made for the faint of heart. And it's the most serious expression that Old Line does, because they do a couple rums. They got vodka as well. But this is just one of the many plays they do on the bourbon whiskey. Make it just like a scotch, using malted barley as the only grain base. Again, can age as long as they want, not the minimum 3 years. So the smaller barrel, just the... makes a greater contrast between the liquid, the barrel, the proofing, and all the taste that you get in there. So a little different one for us. We've only tried a sip or two once in a while, but saw it, was looking for something different. Didn't really know what cigar we were going with today. Just throwing in a type of mix, and this is what you get.
We have a plethora of backed up cigars. Shit just keeps coming out. We have it all. It's all here. It's literally all here.
And there's going to be a ton more.
We have 2 weeks. 2 weeks till PCA. The cigars. How are we going to keep up? We're going to have to start doing shit on the After Herf show.
I'm okay with doing a cigar review for the After Herf. They don't necessarily have to count for like...
They are definitely going to count. If we're doing three, they're definitely going to count. How are we going to... We
have a backlog that we have to catch up on cigars.
No, what we need to do is, truthfully... is we need to start getting together a little more and smoking these together, even if they're not show.
Yeah. And still,
because they have to count. Yeah. There's so much. We have to smoke all this shit, dude. Like, I don't even know how the fuck we're going to do it.
Well, I mean, just look at today. Like, we had three cigars that, like, we could have smoked. And obviously, if we have an interview.
I named seven. You had three of them. So it came down to three.
Like, and there's stuff that was acclaimed this year that we haven't even got to yet between... I don't know, the base and the Miami 10th. Like, it's a lot that we still have to hit. Like,
yeah. Always looking for suggestions, too, from our listeners. Hey, what was that guy's name who messaged us today?
Oh,
I didn't look at it.
I'll pull it up. Because this guy gets a shout-out, because that was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. I appreciated that touching up on the story and actually taking advantage of us telling people to message us.
Yeah.
We always reply. I thought that shit was funny. He touched on one of our stories, and I liked it a lot. So,
about this guy who tried to go across the Atlantic. Yeah.
Marius Kelmillis. I hope I said that right. I'm sorry if I didn't. But he followed up with us over the story about...
the hamster wheel guy trying to get across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, well, apparently some Lithuanian rower did it over a course of 120 days in a rowboat.
Just how? My guess would be he had a crew.
I hope.
There's no way you could store 128... Look, you're a rower, so you know that's high-calorie output. There's no... Like, the amount of food you would need on this boat.
A ton of protein, so many carbs, you need a ton of water. Yeah, it'd be hard to do it in a rowboat just by yourself and packing whatever you could. Impossible. Unless you're a survival expert.
I can't say impossible because it's been done.
Yeah, it's been done a few times by rowboat. But apparently he was like docking at ports. Like,
okay, so my man was setting up these little islands. He probably hit up the Caribbean. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck his trail was. I don't even want to fucking speculate or guess.
Yeah, I'm reading that article here, but like, so there have, let's see here, total. Of course, the guy is quoted. Now, mind you, he just rowboated across the Atlantic Ocean. He's like, I'm a bit tired, but I'm fine. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's like Forrest Gump, like at the end of the run. I think I'll stop now.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Got to go home to Chennai.
I'm going to definitely butcher this Lithuanian name. This guy sounds like he plays, you know, defenseman for the Red Wings. Valajevicius set off from Spain on December 26th last year and hoped to reach the U.S. Florida shore in 110 days to break the world record. It took a little longer than expected. He did it in 120.
What a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Dork.
Fucking loser. 20 days. You only miss it by 3 fucking weeks.
He's not even
20 days.
No, 10 days.
Oh, I thought you said he wanted to do it in 100 and he did it in 120. That's what I thought.
The record was 110.
Okay.
And he did it in 120. He missed it by 10 days.
Fucking loser.
So
he was just kidding. That guy is probably the greatest athlete that I would ever see with my two eyes.
And he's only the third person to ever do it. The first Lithuanian, which I mean. Yeah, apparently his finish was postponed several times due to the planned port of arrival couldn't be reached due to a strong ocean current that carried the boat further north.
Yo, at least he didn't get swept up by any fucking crazy storms.
Dude, this
that's why I think there was a crew.
There has to be some sort of plan that goes into this.
Yeah, the dude's just probably following fucking Carnival cruise ships and just docking wherever they dock. Hey, man, if I get fucked up, I'm going to start screaming. Let me know.
Dude, either way, like, can you just imagine, like,
no,
you're just fucking in the, as far as the eyes can see, water.
Yeah, both on all sides.
Yeah.
Like, if that doesn't make you a little eerie, I don't know what does.
That has to make you feel small.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, dude, for sure. What else do we have on the agenda? Caleb, you had some bullet points you wanted to touch on.
All right. Well, first off, this is our first March show. So we're going to get into some March facts because March is a very exciting month. Besides all the shit that we got planned coming up for you guys. Did you guys know that if you were born before the year 150 BC, that March would actually be the start of the Roman calendar? So it'd be the first month out of 10 months long out of the Roman calendar. So you'd be starting the year off in March, not January. So this is before 150 BC. So they did their months a little differently.
So there was just 10 instead of 12?
Exactly, and March happened to be the first one.
And then March, they were probably like 15, 20 days longer each.
Or shorter.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they did like a 60-day calendar or something really weird. So times were different back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, March.
Julius Caesar was getting stabbed in the Forum.
Actually, Julius Caesar did get murdered in March as well.
Ides of March.
Ides of March, yes. Yep. March is named for war, and it lives up to its title, named after the Latin goddess, the Roman god, Martis, the god of war and mythical ancestor of the Roman people, via his wolf-suckling sons, Romulus and Remus. Oh. So,
that's Romulus!
Yeah.
So, lots of bloody battles happened in March, obviously. Geo knows his history. Ides of March, 44 BC, when Julius Caesar was murdered. E2 Brutus. What else?
Brute, get it right.
What a nice guy. Best friend stabs him in the back.
Here's a good one. Now, March is obviously the best month for basketball. College hoops.
Controversial. The shit don't even start until like the 20th.
It is late. Yeah.
Why is it so late? It's literally, it's going to go until fucking almost May this year.
This is a weird year.
I wish it started March 1st.
It should. It should be required. I remember literally watching like Duke win championships the day after Easter. That was in like, I don't know, that was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They've dragged everything out. Just like the NHL playoffs goes to June. It's crazy. Everything's the best.
Hey, NHL has always gone until like June.
Yeah, but I feel like it goes too long. That's too long for hockey. So it's the best month for basketball, but it is the worst month for productivity amongst workers. It's been known that March Madness cost employers $4 billion of unpaid spending, of people being lazy on company time, spending more time on betting pools, watching the game than actually working. So it costs like employers $4 billion. And this is back in 2019.
I would hate to have a job where you just have to sit around and they force you to just watch Netflix all day for 10 hours and not do anything. That would fucking suck. That would be horrible.
You know what? You need to get on that March Madness game. You need to get on those betting apps and then you'll be a lot happier, buddy.
Maybe that's what I got to do. I got to pick up some hobbies.
What's going to end up happening is you're going to sue because it's going to help you develop a gambling habit.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
What if, man? Like, if you did hypothetically have a job where they told you they wanted you to sit around for 10 hours and watch Netflix and you developed a gambling addiction, I wonder if they would be liable for that.
It's all mental health, my guy. Gambling, serious addiction.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
We can't
strike that from the record.
Yeah, we strike that from the record. We cannot even talk about stuff like that.
Well, I need to talk to my therapist about that.
Okay.
I'm dealing with it. I'm waiting until Vegas.
Well, I hope that you do well in your recovery of mental health and wellness.
All right. Also, March.
Because I am a police officer and we can never
have mental health issues.
No. It's against the rules.
Correct.
Well, on lighter notes, March is the best month for vasectomies among men. You might be wondering why.
I am indeed.
This is all right.
I'm intrigued.
It's going to tie right back to basketball. It's because you need at least the day off to keep the swelling down. So they say most guys get their vasectomies in March so they can watch basketball all day. And this is according to a study back in 2018.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like that would be better in February just based on like, you know, or late January with like NFL playoffs going on.
That's what I would prefer. NHL playoffs. You get the whole weekend.
NFL. National Football League.
You get the Saturday games, and then you get to watch the Sunday.
Because I can tell you, you said NHL, which would probably be one of the least watched sports in late January, early February. Because who the fuck cares about hockey until football's over?
Yeah, hockey. Exactly. You're right. Yeah. So also some important dates in March here. We have, we're a day late, but there's Cinco de Marcho, which starts every March 5th, and it's a 12-day drinking regimen, and it prepares everyone for St. Patrick's Day. So you have to get ready for St. Patrick's Day, which is always the 17th of March. So Cinco de Marcho, man. You got to just prepare your liver.
Is it like a priming?
Exactly.
Like practice.
You have to. You got to handle all that green beer, all the green drinks, all the Guinness. You got to handle it.
I got
to
say, dude, I feel like the green beer is like an issue. That green food dye, that cannot be safe. Every month, California, those lunatics ban some new dye or try to, whether it's colors of Skittles.
Red 40.
See, you know. Yeah, man. Look at you, bro. Mr. Red 40.
Mr. Red 40.
Dude, food coloring is the worst because like you just don't digest it, and then you're really concerned with the color of your poop the next day.
The blue. The blue is always the most surprising. You're like, oh my Lord. Yeah. You know, like yellow and blue make green.
But,
like a nice tone.
No, thank you.
Nope.
All right. Well, today's March 6th that we happen to be recording. You guys will get this next week, but today is actually the Big Lebowski day. So today is the day of the dude, and it's a day for taking it easy all day, man. Apparently, the movie came out this day.
I feel like I'm going to be living this on, I'm going to be living this on fucking Groundhog's Day world.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Easy every day.
Just do it. Just relax, guys. Just chill. Drink your mudslides. And just go bowling. Have yourself a day.
I still think the funniest thing Jerry said, speaking of bowling, is like the day he told his dad he quit bowling. He's like, I honestly think my dad would have took it better if I said I was gay.
When I told my father that I am done with bowling, I think that if I told... this is a true story. He was so upset about it. He was just like, you could have been a great bowler, Jer. You know, you probably have like 10, at least 10 300s by now. I mean, I was pretty good, and I quit when I was starting to get good. Like, my average was climbing quick. And I just was like, this sucks. And my whole logic and reasoning behind this is because I don't like games of chance and luck. So bowling is an interesting sport because you can throw the exact ball at the exact same revs in the exact place every single time. And if that ball hits the pocket, there's still physics involved. And the physics involved with bowling is there's different reactions of how the pins move every time. Sometimes that pin can go right around those corner pins and not hit it. So you could throw the perfect shot and get robbed. So there's still a little bit of luck in it, and that's why I don't like it.
It all depends who waxes the lanes those days, you know? You got a little bit
of wax. There's no wax. Yeah. It's called oiling the lanes. It's an oil pattern, not wax. See, wax, if you threw wax out there, oh my God, the ball would hook immediately.
See, this
it would
is why
just grip.
I don't know this because I'm not a bowling nerd. I actually got pussy back in the day.
Dog, I was trying to get some puss back in the day, bro.
That's why you quit bowling.
I quit bowling so I could get it. And then my dad, I might as well have told him I was gay. My dad was just like, man, you could have really been something, kid. It's like,
you're not my son.
I feel like I did all right.
I have no son.
I just don't bowl. And that's what it is, man. That's a true story. I don't even know how that came up.
Because they were talking about bowling, and I just remember you telling me
that. Yeah, great movie. Yeah, that's exactly how it came up. I'll be honest. I do enjoy going bowling once in a while, though.
I bowled one game at your birthday, broke 100. I was happy.
Solid day.
Yeah, that's it. First time, last time bowling in like 8 years. That's all you need. As long as you break 100, you're good. I was chill.
You set the bar low.
Yeah.
100?
Yeah. For me,
I
haven't bowled in 8 years.
I'm just going to be completely honest. The most disappointing thing about your birthday bowling was the bar staff.
That whole redesigned, reconstructed, under new management, fucking bullshit bowling alley we went to here?
Yes.
That fucking place sucked. That was like, honestly, I can say this truthfully, and this is not to be an asshole. One, they tried to rob my wife. They tried to rob her. Huh. They charged her some astronomical number.
Oh, for the lanes, because we were promised more than we got.
Yeah, so they charged us for all the lanes, even though we weren't given the lanes. Why are we talking about bowling?
The dude.
I know, I'm saying, but like, why are we getting deeper into bowling?
Because it's
why
bullshit.
Are we getting into bowling? Why are we going
deeper?
The people
want to know why we got fucked over.
So they charged us all this fucking money about the goddamn bowling, like the bowling fees, the shoes. We were like okay with it, but then like we had all these lanes reserved, and then they came in, or we came in, and they were like, we didn't really expect you to have that many people. I was like, we reserved it because we had that many people. When I say we're coming, and we're coming deep, how many people do we have? 30? That's why we had six fucking lanes, or five fucking lanes reserved. No, instead they gave us two, and we had fucking 12 and 13 people on each of the two lanes. It was a fucking circus. It was, I mean, one game took 2.5 hours. It was fucking insane. You could leave for 20 minutes, go to the bar, wait for this atrocious fucking bar staff to fucking get you a Corona and a lime, come back, and you still had to wait three bowlers. It was fucking, it was a circus and it was horrible, but I got obliterated and I had a great night.
So here's my favorite part about that bar staff that just shows how terrible it is. We get there like 10 o'clock-ish.
Yeah. No, no, it was to start at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we were there early. You were there late.
I remember getting there around 10 o'clock. One of our friends is at there. We're all waiting in line to get a bucket of beer because we realize, oh, man, this is taking some time to get. Well, we'll order by the bucket, right? As we're doing this, the guy's like, oh, last call for food. Kitchen's closing. It's like 10:15. Okay, no big deal. By the time they got to us, it was like 10:50. And our friend went to go put in their food order. They're like, oh, kitchen's closed. He's like, what? You guys just called last call.
I was waiting in line.
Yeah.
Because you have one bartender and there's 60 people at the bar.
Yeah. And on top of that, you can't
handle. And they're all with us.
Yeah.
So my number one rule about bars is you can have a bad bar staff, but you better have girls with big tits serving the drinks.
No, this was just like a cock fest. The whole thing was a cock fest.
Well, I'm
just fucking
saying.
Sucks, dude. That place is that's a terrible establishment. whoever the new owners are, you should have just let it go under. It's going to fail. It's going to fail, bro. Not even John Taffer could save you.
Let's just run it as a front to like run money through it. Clean money in, dirty money in, clean money out.
So basically what you're saying is you want to start a small money laundering company.
Yeah.
And
technically, not like, let's not like really do it.
Technically would be like technical. So like
in quotes.
If I were going
to. We'll talk about it off the record. We'll talk about it off the books.
Like an OJ kind of thing. If I did it.
Yeah, well, off the books. Also in March, St. Patrick's Day, 17th. Gotta wear your green. Celebrate old Paddy Day with the boys. You know, have some beers, Guinness, shots of Jameson, Tullamore all around. Got that to look forward to. It's always exciting.
I'm sure they'll be drinking that Blackberry Crown.
That's for sure.
I see it's finally hit the market. Guys are like excited about it. They're like, finally got my hands on two bottles of the Blackberry Crown. I'm like, that is disgusting.
It's actually really good. I'll stand on it. And I hate Blackberry.
Disgusting.
I'll stand on it. It's good.
What do you guys think out there? Do you guys think that the Blackberry Brandy, the Blackberry flavored whiskeys, do you think that's good stuff? Let us know in the comments.
Only the Crown. Nothing else. Only the Crown. Only the Crown.
No Mohawk?
No, not a Mohawk Blackberry Brandy. I hang out in South Buffalo. I'm not from South Buffalo, so it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
For me and my peoples, it's not a thing. Also, March 20th, there's the Vernal Equinox. Gives us a 50-50 split of day and night. Also, in March, the planet Uranus was discovered on accident. The guy who discovered it thought it was a comet, but no, a planet.
So... So it really was the wrong hole.
Coincidentally, Pluto was also discovered in March as well, in the early 1900s. So
I feel like this has been a nice March history lesson for everybody out there. A lot of things are going on.
Dude, March is a busy month. Busy, busy month.
Got a fucking PCA coming up on the 22nd. Looking forward to that. Cannot wait. I need that. I need it.
We're getting it. 19 more days.
I need it.
How many cigars do you think you're going to smoke?
Ooh, baby.
Total.
If we're going to do the betting odds, just put me at above 30, at minus 110.
Oh, those are rookie numbers, bro.
All right. Above 35.
Bro, you might smoke that like by the second day. You don't know how this works. Like,
do you want to have, do you actually want to like keep tracked?
Yeah, yeah.
You think we should? For the weekend, like actually give it our best.
Are we talking like a full smoke all the way down to the nub?
Because here's what happens if
you
PCA.
Can't do that, right?
No, you can. I'm telling you, if there's a scar you don't want to fucking put down, you don't have to put it down. Mm-hmm. But what happens is a guy walks up, you're like, hey man, what's new? And he's like, first things first, you put that other brand cigar out here, start smoking one of mine, and then we'll start going through the process. Like,
okay, so even if you put one down, it still counts as a cigar.
If you fucking smoked a quarter of it, I will say that at least a little of it counted. Okay. I don't know.
I didn't know how we were doing.
My view is if you walked to another booth with it, it counts.
Even if you took a puff.
Right.
Can you like
save? That's crazy.
Can you save?
I'm talking full cigars.
Can you save like the half smokes and just finish them later?
Or is that roll them into one giant smoke?
Oh, no way. Just like half tape them all the way. Put the bands around and hold them together.
Make like a makeshift Calibra.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, there you go. That'd be all different shapes and sizes. It'd be like Frankenstein cigar monster.
Don't say that too loud, man. Pete Johnson might be listening.
Figure out. You stole my idea.
I was
most ugly cigar ever.
I was in your head already.
It's the Frank Redux Redux.
I was
see
in your,
that's
I
how
was
they should have done the Frank, like made it a Calibra, like stitched together.
And ah.
Really
cool.
Stop. Stop giving away our ideas when we do the Frankenstein.
And it's just Caleb's face made into be a Frankenstein.
I call him Steeny.
People embrace the Steen. Also in March, guys, if you're a college kid or you were a college kid once, you know those that first week starts spring break, baby. Oh, brings back memories from about 11 years ago. Oh, my. Oh, I remember
spring break.
I remember my first spring break. Hell yeah.
Never went.
Never?
Nah, it wasn't really my thing. I was also poor.
Oh, well, the first year, it was good. The second year, I just like put that shit on a credit card. But the first year, went to Panama City, Florida.
Oh, hold on. Let's backtrack. Have you ever heard Caleb talk about credit card usage? First of all, this guy acts like if he uses a credit card, the world will end. If he has any credit card debt, the world will end.
I'm Mr. Steen for a reason.
I'm just saying, you act like using a credit card is the end of the world, bro.
I miss young Caleb.
Yeah, I want to just live one weekend with old young Caleb.
Oh, young Caleb. Like I said, first year, Panama City. Woo, that was fun. 21, out in spring break. Oh, man.
What about 32nd year Las Vegas?
Yeah, I guess that counts. It's like a late spring break. It's like a bros trip. It's like a, maybe I'll relive.
You're 32,
some
right?
Yeah, 32.
Yeah. I said 32nd year of life, yeah. Las Vegas trip with the boys.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it a second time around. And then I remember the next year, I went to Cancun for spring break. It's pretty crazy, too, but nothing will ever beat Panama City. Like, some of the stories, I might have to save for the afterherf. You guys might have to tune in for that.
Should we talk about what it was like opening a bank account for the show, for the LLC?
And you know what? Yeah.
So I want to talk about the things that certain people worry about. I want to talk about how Caleb thinks that somehow... We've had discussions of like opening up a company credit card.
Oh, I thought we were talking about spring break here.
We'll get there.
No, we were. We could get there in a minute.
All right, we'll clear it up.
Caleb, we're at a tangent time.
Caleb thinks that like we're going to get like approved for this Wolf of Wall Street credit limit.
I have good
credit. And we're going to go in. So do I.
So you combine the both of us.
But I'm saying, you know, you think we're going to like spend $30,000 and not be able to pay it back? Dog, we are going to get like this. First of all, we have zero relationship with this bank.
Yes.
Besides
we walk
Gio.
In. Yeah, Gio's there, but we have no relationship with this bank. So what the fuck? Like, you think they're going to give us $30K and be like, all right, go have a blast, guys? Fuck no. They're going to be like, these guys, first of all, a podcast LLC. We shouldn't even give them a credit card. They ain't making no goddamn money. Unless you subscribe to patreon.com/downerhearthpodcast.
Help us get credit.
Help us build our credit. Help us build our credit limit so we can have Wolf of Wall Street parties and invite all of you to Mega Herfs in different places in the country.
Mega Herfs on the yacht, baby. Hell yeah.
What was it?
Hell yeah.
What was the clip? The no credit furniture guy?
No problem. Send them here. No problem.
Gotta talk.
Go and see the special man.
Oh, the special man.
Let her have it.
Let her have it. That's what it is. That's an afterherf clip, guys. You gotta watch that.
Let him have it.
$30,000 credit limit?
Let him have it.
These guys are good. They're good for it.
But anyways, to get back to that, Caleb thinks that we're gonna get this like Wolf of Wall Street amount of debt. Like $18,000 on fucking strippers? What are you thinking?
No,
Jordan, what are you fucking thinking?
I liked our version.
I have no
better.
Recollection of that.
He was like, you're going to buy like $1,000 box of cigars. What, are they going to cure cancer? Yes, the cigars will in fact cure cancer, Caleb.
Like, this guy, he thinks that we're going to go out and just start buying $1,000 boxes of cigars. Like, first of all, I buy a lot of cigars. Shit you don't even know about. If you think for one second I'm buying a $1,000 box on the company credit card, you are absolutely right.
Exactly. See, this is what I'm saying.
I cannot wait to ruin your credit score.
Sorry.
It's going to be a nice long... Actually, sorry. I shouldn't even say long. It's going to be a nice short journey. I'm going to ruin your credit score. You're with us now, baby.
Sorry. They won't come after you if you stop, if you don't pay.
It's a good point.
It'll vanish in 7 years or so.
It's true.
Just like I'll fake my own death. You guys can just find me on the app.
Should we do a little intermission to talk about this cigar? What are you guys thinking so far? We'll start at...
Yeah, I'll start.
Caleb.
Dude, it's burning very nicely, constructed very well. Like, the ash really held up. I had to really just tap that thing to get it to go down. I didn't want to do no long ash like contest here, but very well constructed. It definitely reminds me of the giant tobacconaut and the torpedo size. Just the size, not necessarily the smoke.
I'm going to say the wrapper, the blend is completely different.
No, just the size and the construction.
Okay.
And the shape, because it's got that like torpedo shape. So, you know, obviously Matt Booth's connected to it a little bit. But,
I got
to
say,
know.
The cap on mine is ugly motherfucker, man. Frankenstein looking.
Really? Mine one, no problem.
No, I'm not saying the cap. It's just like the wrapper, like the seams, like the veins of the leaf. Frankenstein looking motherfucker. Oh. I would have said this. If you didn't say this was a Mexican San Andreas at first, I probably would have said like a Connecticut broadleaf.
I mean, there's broadleaf in it.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the point where you could taste the broadleaf yet?
I mostly taste the San Andreas wrapper right now, but yeah. I'm starting to hit maybe like that midpoint. It's pretty good though. I like it. I like it for what it is.
I'm about at the midpoint too, getting a lot of like chocolate pepper leather.
Did we go over like MSRP on this thing? What is it? Like about $16 we paid?
Roughly.
$17 somewhere.
I think I
said
something about that.
$16, $17? Not bad. Like it.
Yeah. What is the retail on the box that it was like $160?
$160.
Yeah.
But if you buy on Cigars Direct, I think you can get it for the low price of $200.
You know what? We're bleeping that out because I don't want to give them any publicity.
Oh,
they're whopping discount.
Well, while we're in like a little intermission, what do you guys truthfully think about this bottle? Is it like easier to sip as the more you sip on it?
I'm getting there.
I'm on my second.
I haven't really been drinking a lot of whiskey lately. I trying to be a good boy and take control of my life.
Don't let the demons get you.
Try not to let them get me. What do you think?
I don't think it drinks for like 124, maybe closer to like 110, but it's got these like spicy. It's spicy.
It's got spice. But what I like about it and that I'm not getting is it doesn't have like a very long finish where like usually something this hot, I feel all the way down and I'm not really getting any like heat on the back of the tongue. I feel like on the, you know, like the tip of the tongue is probably where I get the most heat and then it cools down by the time it hits the back of your throat.
I'm with you there.
I'm talking about whiskey here, not dick sucking. So
I'm with you there. And the other thing about it, for like an American single malt, sometimes it really gives you that really scotchy taste. I don't get a lot of scotch taste, even though this has only been aged for about a year or two. It doesn't come off as that scotchiness taste. It actually tastes more like a bourbon whiskey as compared to some other single malts that we've done in the past. Gio, what say you?
I mean, as far as like, both the whiskey and the cigar right now, I'm having a hard time tasting it because I'm stuffed up like a motherfucker and it's really annoying. Like, that's the hard part at the moment there. But as far as like the heat goes, I still think this is gasoline.
I was going to pick up a rye today, but went with this and I was like, Gio's probably had enough of my rye picks. I'm doing a lot lately. But let's get back to spring break. Gio, you said spring break's out of control in Florida, my guy. I do not remember spring break being this violent back when I went on spring break 11 years ago. Fights, occasionally, not too crazy, not too many shootings, that's for sure, but I remember more of having a good drunken time.
What did you think of that new Miami campaign to break up with spring break?
Yeah, that's the story I'm looking at right now. Miami's getting ready to break up with spring break. They're doing
they made a strange, like, liberal, weird breakup video.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. That was stupid.
I got it. Hypothetically, I'm the guy. I'm Miami's mayor. I'm whoever calls the shots in Miami-Dade and Miami. Got it. Here it is. Brilliant idea, guys. Ready? We're going to make a breakup video with Spring Break.
You know what? I think Miami's doing well enough. They don't need college kids' money. So I think just Miami's just like a city where people go to spend and blow money. I feel like they don't need college kids' money.
I love how you guys really just played on me, just like pitching the idea.
But I like their mayor. I like their mayor, Miami mayor.
Well, here's my whole problem with this, this thing. Like, everyone's complaining. Like, so DeSantis sent like extra state police officials down there, like all that to like check bags, like people all that at the beach and all that. There'll be curfews and shit, which is weird. I don't understand how that works, but of course people had to politicize this, and they said, like, someone is saying this is just an overreaction to large minority crowds, and I'm like, what? Or maybe people just don't want their shit fucked up by tourists.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I got some stats for you guys.
Does anybody actually live in Miami?
I mean, like on the beach side.
Yeah, like, yeah, does anybody have like a nice beach home? I could tell you down in like Boca Raton, nobody's from Boca Raton.
They are just all, no it's one. A they, hub.
That's where you go to die.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah,
I went to dinner. I mean, myself, my wife, and the baby brought the average age demographic down probably about 35 years at everywhere we were. My daughter, absolute hit. Absolute hit. These old people love the baby. Love them. Then we get back to Buffalo, the city of good neighbors. Bring her out. I'm like, oh, she's starting to get so cute. Everybody always says something. I'm walking into this place with like younger people. Not a single comment. Fuck you guys, you losers.
Yeah, you know what? Young kids
compliment my baby.
Young kids, they don't appreciate a cute baby anymore. You know, you can't just say hi or make eyes or wave to a kid anymore. You know?
Well, it's weird. Like, there's this like anti-having kids movement. Like, did you hear Seth Rogen, like what he said? He's like,
Yeah, being a parent sounds awful. Like, whatever the fuck it was. It was some quote like that, yeah.
No, he's like, that. Yeah, he's like,
just doesn't seem like it's a good time.
No, he's like, me and my wife, Saturday, we just lay in bed naked and watch movies and smoke weed. If we had kids, we would never be able to do that. Well, yeah, that's called having responsibilities as a parent. And
I'm sure that guy lives a decent life.
Yeah.
Funny guy, but
he's also a multi-millionaire. Day. He's actually someone who could probably properly raise a kid.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, has the means to properly raise a kid. Doesn't mean they'll turn out good, because rich kids don't always turn out well.
It all depends what fucking nanny they pick.
Exactly. That's right.
This kid will know how to
swim. Hey, lady, take care of the kid. Me and my wife are going to go lay in bed and smoke weed naked. You just take care of the kid and don't let her in our room, and we'll call it a day.
I'm writing the sequel, Pineapple Express 2. She's, going to be in it. So just keep her busy.
Yeah.
Nice. I got to teach her how to smoke.
Got to teach her how to light up a bong. But anyway, so Miami, 2021, they had 1,000 arrests among spring breakers. And not just normal residents or tourists, just spring breakers in general. In 2022, they had 2 shootings, which injured 5 people, led to a curfew. And then last year, in 2023, they had 488 arrests, impounded 105 firearms, and issued 7,200 traffic citations between February 27th and March 27th. So they just said, yeah, we are going to limit beach access. We're going to close liquor stores early, and we're going to take it easy. But other beaches, now Fort Lauderdale, the mayor is embracing
spring breakers. I heard Lauderdale is like, so like literally, I think the number one comment on the breakup video is like, Fort Lauderdale is going to be a shit show.
Dude, Lauderdale is awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Fort Lauderdale is amazing.
I like Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. So they are going with no rules in place.
It was just there.
And they even said, even with the no rules in the past years, since the 80s, Fort Lauderdale's never had any issues with crazy spring breakers. So going back to the 80s, Lauderdale, place to be. Daytona Beach, they're not breaking up at spring breakers. I heard Daytona Beach is lit. I haven't done that, but I had a friend who went there for spring break, said it was awesome. Saw a tit or two, I bet. But that's here or there. And then Daytona Beach, and what's the other one? There's another beach. Okaloosa County in the Panhandle. So that's where like
Clearwater. So that's so much shit.
So that's where like
West Palm, Delray, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, We're just going down the fucking... I'm just going down the fucking down the coast. The east coast of Florida.
So you go to the panhandle, and the sheriff said, we don't want to arrest young people. We just want to come here, have a good time, be responsible. He said there is a zero-tolerance policy, but in Panama City, things, as long as I've been there, things have never been out of control too wild.
What the fuck is zero tolerance?
That's for the drinking and driving.
Okay. Maybe.
It's 100%.
What about just acting a fool when you're drunk like everybody does?
I mean, this is Florida. You go to jail for stuff.
I just remember in Panama.
You're not in New York. That's what people don't realize. They're like, oh, yeah, we have a justice system that actually enforces shit.
And
like,
it's true, and their department actually appreciates them. So
right. Like, you don't. If you are from a soft on crime state or one of these bail reform things, that is not a thing in Florida. You will go to jail. Hell, we had a dude who smoked crack disappear for 9 months. We thought he was dead. Then he just magically appeared.
When he got back from Miami, he said the reason he came back was because the crack is better up here.
I love it.
It's actually a true story.
I believe it.
That's a true story.
There's no doubting it.
Yeah, that's a true story.
I just remember in Panama City, dude, you didn't have to drive anywhere. All the hotels, all the clubs, the beaches, all you could walk everywhere. Maybe take a cab if you needed to. They didn't have Ubers back then, but no need to drive. You're on spring break. Just have a good time.
I also think people in like are like college kids are too dumb to research and think, oh man, Miami's not doing it. Well, where do we go next? Like they don't realize that there's a short distance from Lauderdale to Miami.
40-minute drive.
Yeah.
And it's only like 20 something miles.
Yeah.
It's just like because of the traffic and stuff on the 95.
Yeah.
Like I-95 gets a little crazy.
Dude, back in the day, I had a friend who didn't even know Panama City was in Florida. He wouldn't go on spring break with us because he didn't have his passport. And he thought we were going to legit Panama.
I think he told that story one time before and I was like, is this kid retarded?
Yes.
It was probably 11 years ago.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, here, Gen Z as it is right now is statistically, I think, the dumbest generation of education wise, like in terms of standardized test scores.
If there's anybody that doesn't deserve to own a house, it's Gen Z. So I hope the house is just fuck them.
But
you guys just keep renting and making your TikToks.
TikTokers. Or whatever comes next, whatever's after TikTok. Just
something is coming after.
There's
TikTok.
There's always the next thing.
The next man in line.
Yep. Always. Forever.
Let it be us.
Yeah.
Let us control it. And then have people pay us.
But what do you think about that, though? The whole debauchery of spring break and it just literally getting to a point where Miami's too wealthy of a city to be like, you know what? Fuck this.
Can't say I blame the locals, though.
I'm indifferent. I really don't give a fuck. I think Florida is fucking insane in general. So I just kind of, it kind of fits the mold. For like once in a while, everybody migrate, let loose, go crazy. It's almost like a more tropical Las Vegas.
Would you see it that way if you live there? Like, for example, like we can be crazy here because we live here. Fuck you if you're not from here.
I the thing is, like, I hate to say because I was making fun of the city of good neighbors, but I feel like we embrace craziness here. Like if you want to come up here and get absolutely ripped up at a Bills game, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. We'll just tell you, fuck you. And then we'll shotgun a beer together and we'll jump through a flaming table. We don't care.
Embrace the tailgate. Embrace being in the city.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Yeah. Thank you for the free win.
Yes. But it's also, we're not talking just getting fucked up and having a good time. We're talking getting fucked up, shooting people. And
let me tell you something. When you have a friend visit from out of Buffalo, don't you always try to show that Buffalo is actually pretty cool? It's almost like the opposite.
Yeah.
Because everybody comes here with like the expectation that Buffalo is such a shit fucking city. We are like a city of losers.
It's been changed a lot since like when we were growing up than how it is now. Because I remember like, take it back to right before we were 21. It was like, you don't want to come to Buffalo or do anything fun. But I think lately, as the years have gone by, the city's turned itself around. A lot of revamping, revitalization. So I think now you're correct. But back 10, 15 years ago, you were like, let's get out of here.
I think there's shit to do here. And I know that there's going to be people that probably listen to the show that have been here that talk shit about Buffalo. And they're like, dude, there's nothing to do there. But I think you're wrong. I think you just hang out with the wrong people, and maybe the people you hang out with and the people you're visiting are the ones that are boring.
Come here, see us, have a drink, have a smoke.
If Caleb's allowed out.
Hey, I'm a busy guy. Busy guy. Lots of kids.
All right. Was there anything we wanted to touch on before we got into the few segments we got to get to?
What are we looking at time-wise here?
Probably time for a segment.
Time for a segment? All right, we'll skip over this other part.
What's the other part?
Yeah, just a little Super Tuesday election update for 2024. Looking like a repeat of Trump versus Biden.
Yep. Nikki Haley dropped out of the race. I think she was just trying to hang on until the Supreme Court decided that Trump was eligible.
And so she would be next in line automatically.
Correct.
So Trump actually has 1,031 delegates. He needs 1,215 to win the nomination. Clearly, he's easily going to get that.
Just we're looking at a rematch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which right now, all of the polls have him leading Biden. It's actually like scary.
Yeah, but listen, first of all, you're a scumbag talking about politics on our show.
Right.
Secondly to that.
This was Gio's idea too, by the way.
This is for you, Dave.
Secondly, that's the same scenario that happened in 2016, but it was Hillary Clinton.
Well,
don't go in too optimistic.
I think we're going to see a change this election.
Nobody
cycle.
Cares about your political bullshit, Gio.
Keeping it with the facts, we have Nikki Haley only won one state in all the states that did Super Tuesday.
Was it Vermont?
Vermont. She only won Vermont. I think only got 10 delegates.
I was watching it last night, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, hold on. Vermont's an open primary, so there's no...
Democrats could have voted for her.
Yes.
And then Joe Biden, he pretty much won every state. But the one vote that he lost, although they don't carry any electoral college votes, he lost to some random guy, Jason Palmer, in American Samoa. So the Samoans hate Joe Biden.
So random.
Yeah, so it is random, but the Samoans completely hate Joe Biden. They went with some completely unknown guy, Jason Palmer, who looks like a nerd. He's a geek, worked for Microsoft, and he works for the Gates, like Bill and Melinda Gates, so nerd.
All right.
But yeah, there's your... election update for 2024. It looks like we're going to see Biden Trump again. So we'll see what happens. But there's a little nerdy Super Tuesday for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Patrol Gone Wild.
It is time for Patrol Gone Wild, guys. So we have Patrol Gone Wild brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust, makers of such fine cigars such as Mikadilla, Sin Compromiso, Sober Mesa, and many others. Let's go, fellas.
Patrol Gone Wild. We're doing it big.
All right, so I have a video for mine. Crazy story. I'll just start with the headline. We have Penn State professor who begged cops to kill him when he was busted in bestiality case is hit with new charges of lewd acts in the park. And there's a little clip, and we have a video for you guys explaining what this professor did.
You guys remember a story we covered last year on former award-winning chemical engineering professor at Penn State University, Tamis Matsoukas. But quick refresher. He got caught on video multiple times screwing his pet collie at a park. He said he went there to do that so he could blow off some steam. Steam was the name of his dog. Just kidding. That poor dog was probably named something else. That'd be a hell of a coincidence. Anyways, the cops went to his house in June to arrest him, and he asked them to shoot him to put him out of his misery. They did not, and he's in jail. Okay, we're all caught up. Well, it looks like the police have found 55 additional videos of Matsoukas really giving it to the park and himself. The acts include him jerking off onto a park bench, defecating in public trails, smearing bodily fluids on a glass table, jerking off into a lake, climbing a tree while naked, and inserting a tree branch, Tootsie Pop, and the control handle of a John Deere crawler into his butthole. Apparently, he lost his mind every time he went to the park, and now he's facing additional charges
Yo,
absolutely insane.
I'm going to just throw it out there. What the fuck is going on in Penn State? Like, why is it always Penn State? What's in the fucking water there?
Poor Lassie.
Yeah, that was a border collie, too. Dude, this guy was an award-winning teacher, scientist. He's been teaching since 1991 at Penn State. So
he was definitely from Sandusky.
He lost his mind. He said he went to this park brought his dog, and he was doing this stuff to blow off steam. Must have been living a real stressful life. They found 55 videos of him doing these lewd acts in the park. Yeah. This guy's probably not teaching anymore. He's clear. He's not. He's not teaching at all. He was fired from his job. Just absolutely sickening. The cops came to arrest him. He actually begged the cops to shoot him in the head. He was like, just end my life. Just please kill me. He was released Monday on a $50,000 unsecured bail. He's got another hearing March 22nd. So I have no idea what's going to go on with this guy, but he ain't teaching anymore.
Me and Gio both looked at each other when you said one specific part. $50,000 bond, that's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. I don't know what the difference between an unsecured bond versus like a secured bond would be, but...
What the fuck, dude? Jail. Forever.
Mental
fucking dogs.
Mental hospital.
Banging dogs in the park?
Jerking off on a park bench. It's just weird.
Someone's going to sit there in your jizz.
Well, it says one time he was caught putting peanut butter in his anus, and his dog was licking it out near the park bathroom at Roth Rock State Forest. So that's what was like in the little picture.
Who's filming this?
No, it was just caught on like trail cams and like bathroom cams. So these parks, they set up cameras all over. So he
my
just
man wasn't even trying to hide it, bro. This guy had deep, deep ridden, yeah. deep rooted fucking issues, man. Holy fuck!
Put this guy in the psych ward. He's done. He's done. And he was teaching your kids out there. These sick perverts. This guy was teaching kids at Penn State, corrupting the youth. He belongs in jail.
Oh wow, that is bad.
One of the wildest Patrol Gone Wild stories I think we've ever had here.
Why is it always Penn State, dude? Why?
I don't know. Something in those schools out in the middle of nowhere, I guess.
That's fucking weird.
All right. Well, I mean, I have a little story. And it does actually come with a clip. So we're going to do
it. This doesn't happen often.
Yeah. Police in riot gear arrest a pooping man before he can wipe from a shop toilet. A wanted bloke was caught with his pants down at a 7-Eleven in Colorado, United States, after the police in riot gear demand his surrender without him wiping first. So we'll just let this little clip play that I have, if I can find it. It's actually pretty fun. I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
It sounds funny. I'm here.
Come on, man.
Whoa, what? Man, I'm taking this.
Stand up off the toilet now.
What the?
Stand up off the toilet now. Stand up.
What the? Man,
I'm just. Stand up. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to pull your pants up, and let's get this taken care of. We're done having this discussion, bud. I told you I needed you to come out and chat with me. Now I told you we're gonna escalate it, and we're to that point.
Okay, can I wipe my ass, so please?
Put your phone down. Put the phone down.
Wow.
Put your hand.
Why? What did I do? What did I do? Why?
So this viral video floating around of a man taking a shit at a 7-Eleven in Colorado is floating around all over the internet. They didn't let him wipe his ass before he was arrested. I feel like...
I personally would have let him wipe his ass.
We're different. We're just different, I guess.
I don't want to deal with a guy with poo.
So... When it comes to like bodily fluids, Gio and I have kind of like the same idea on things. If there's the opportunity for them to clean themselves, tidy themselves up a tad before, you know, any, you know, arrest or detaining is done, I think universally across the board, Gio and I will agree and say, let them clean themselves.
Right. Like in that situation... Like, the dude's not any danger, and if he's clearly reaching to wipe his ass, like, it looked like dude was drawn down on, like, well, it's a stressful shit.
My man is taking a shit. He's like, yo, bro, I'm taking a shit, bro. Can I wipe?
I could have swore that guy with the riot shield pointed at another officer. Was like, you get him. You go get him. Could have swore I saw
that's
that.
That's a job for the rookie.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
You're like, you got an FTO. And it's like,
come here, kid.
Kid,
you're going to get dirty today.
We're going to show you. This could be a real shitty job.
I could just picture a certain lieutenant as a PO. Kid, get in here. ZRS, kid.
Cough him up.
When you listen to this, you'll know it was you.
Kid. But yeah, I love that story out of Colorado. I saw that video floating around. I was like, dude, this is unbelievable. The guy's just literally taking a shit and they come like full riot gear.
I mean, I can understand like having a prep, like you don't know if this dude's fucking gonna barricade that. Like,
if they probably had some information that this man may have been armed or whatever. I don't know what the warrant was for. So right. They never say what the warrant's for. My guess is if there's a warrant for something like that and they're coming in riot gear, my guess is it's probably something pretty bad.
Did this guy say he had a bomb and he was going to blow up the bathroom?
No, that was at Home Depot. This is just a guy who was dropping a bomb at 7-Eleven in Colorado. And
first off, do you know how bad he had to shit if he had to fucking drop trout at fucking 7-Eleven?
Pretty bad.
Like, I'm just saying.
Dog, I got to just throw it out there, bro. One of the worst moments of my life was when I had to like stop at a random Sunoco. in our area that we live. And buy a C4 after, just to make it look a little better, because it was an actual emergency. I call it an ISA. It's an instant shit attack, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, "I'm gonna shit right now. I am going to shit, or I'm gonna shit myself. I need to find the nearest bathroom." These are the shits that you get like hit with burglary charges. You
start sweating over.
Yeah, you get hit with a burglary charge because you're kicking a door down to use somebody's bathroom.
Dude, I mean, if I was the one that they had to fucking get taken a shit, they would have let me wipe. They'd be like, "Oh shit, you do darn finish up."
Bro, listen to the sounds.
Not but this guy again.
Like, they had to open it, they would have heard a, "Oh, okay, all right, we'll let you finish."
To this day, I don't know what the actual warrant was for, so the rest of that story remains to be seen. Who knows? And we'll try and follow up with it. I have no idea.
All right. So, I tried to find some details about this video that we're going to play from mine, and I couldn't find anything, but I thought it was funny, and this is how to get a D-dub.
Nice.
Oh, det kul chauffören. Du ska blåsa så trycka in.
So he hits the breathalyzer like he's hitting a bong.
Okay.
Now, we all know you have to blow into it. You don't inhale. And then his buddy's cracking up laughing, filming. Safe to say he probably got arrested. Now, they're in some other country.
It depends. That looked like Russia, dude. So, like, I think you might have to be above a certain level of vodka so you don't go to jail.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, yeah, oh, dude, you're not drunk enough.
Hey, he's not blowing. He's cheating because he... What? This fucking guy.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, could you imagine, like, so now you go to go pull someone over. Here, take this for roadside sobriety test. And they do that. Oh, yeah, okay. Just step out now, bud.
Yeah. I could watch you do it from the cameras.
Yeah. You're no, you can't even do that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll show you the body cam video.
Yeah, show me the body cam, bro. Show me the body cam, man. Fuck, man. Ugh.
You banging a day?
I don't know. I haven't decided. We're gonna definitely discuss it.
Dude, I know at three, like, well, here's the thing. It doesn't even matter. You're not manpower, so you have up until, like,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're going into this rabbit hole. I don't know where you're going.
You have time.
That being said, that was Patrol Gone Wild, brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust. Sponsor of the show, sponsor of the segment, great guys, Steve Saka,
shout out our number one episode
of all time
in like 10 days. Is it already? Is
two
it
weeks set? Now?
Dude has broke every statistical record in show history in 10 days?
2 weeks now.
Sorry, two weeks. 14 now, days?
Grower gang.
14 days.
Grower gang.
So, Steve, you're a very popular guy. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the company. Congratulations on all of those banger cigars and all of those great achievements you've had over the last year. You're the man. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Caleb, what do we got next, brother?
Legend. Up next, news with Caleb. All right, guys. Up first with the news segment with Caleb, we have Blackworks Studio Paper Crane to debut at PCA 2024. You know, we just had James Brown from Blackworks on last week, so we're going to start today with a story right from him. So they are introducing the Paper Crane limited edition from Blackworks Studio line at PCA. It is James Brown from Black Label with Fabrica Oeva Negra. He's wanted to do this for several years. Profile and wrapper are unique. Golden pink color. It's the first time he's ever said this, and it says it comes off with a light citrus note on the cigar. First time he's also said that as well. So something really new and exciting out of Blackworks. Produced out of Esteli, Nicaragua. Two sizes. We've got a Gorda box press, 5x46 at $11 a stick. Box of 20 will cost you $220. And then you have the Toro box press, 6x48 for $12. Box of 20 will cost you $240. This is an Ecuadorian Habano binder and filler from Nicaragua. And it is an Ecuadorian Connecticut Desflorada wrapper. So, interesting combination right there. It will hit retailers at the end of March. So, like you said in our episode, once he's got this at PCA, he's ready to ship and it's ready to go right away. He waits no time on that. So, coming to you real soon, right after PCA, guys.
Definitely something I appreciate about the company because, I mean, it is now March 6th. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of crazy that some of the PCA exclusives have just now hit retailers. Tatwai, what are you doing? Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a year, like 9 months ago, you introduced the cigar.
And
what is happening?
It's the one drawback of our industry that
logistics don't always, logistics and announcements don't always make sense.
And customs is a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we have SD DuPont is teasing a Game of Thrones collaboration. This is also set to release at 2024 PCA trade show, which is taking place the 23rd to 25th in Las Vegas. So there is no artwork teased. I just did a little thumbnail with the two dragons from Game of Thrones. Have no idea what's going to be on it, what sort of crazy design they're going to do. But it is based off of Game of Thrones, the television show by George R.R. Martin. They have no idea what's going to be part of this collaboration, but I'm sure if you've seen the show, are fans of it, you can put your imagination to good use. You're going to get a crazy expensive lighter from SD DuPont.
Controversial opinion to many. I thought Game of Thrones sucked.
I thought it was gay.
Really? I liked it.
I hated Game of Thrones.
I can tell you that I know a guy who's probably going to be very intrigued by these. Adam.
Yeah.
Adam loves SD DuPont. And
well, he collects
the rarer it is, the more he wants it. If it's a non-numbered, he has no interest in it.
The article does not say how many numbers are going to be available or anything. Just says they're going to show this off at PCA.
I mean, the nerds are going to love this shit. I get it's a popular
Geeks. The geeks.
the pop culture relevance of it, you know. I don't know. They need to make cooler shit. Like, I might be convinced to buy, like, an ST DuPont, like, Rocky lighter. Because that'd be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or like an 80s action hero version. Okay. I think that would be a cool suit. Like, one's like fucking Stallone as Rambo, the other's fucking Schwarzenegger.
I think you need to be more specific, because are we talking about Rocky Patel? Which I know you're not. Yeah. You're talking about Rocky the movie. Like
Rocky Balboa.
Gio, you're giving all these companies great ideas. Hush.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, that'd be a cool lighter.
That would be a good idea for a good series of lighter, yeah.
You should reach out and see if maybe that's it, man. Maybe, like, we do the collaboration.
I want Rambo. I want Terminator. Fucking whatever his name was in Bloodsport. I'm trying to think. What else is another? Who's another 80s action hero?
Carl Weathers, bro. Why not?
Oh, Apollo Creed,
yeah,
too.
He just died. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Got to pay a little homage, a little respect to our boy.
Chuck Norris put him on there.
Or no, we won't even make him as Apollo Creed. We'll make him as the dude from Predator. You son of a bitch.
Great scene. What do we got next, bud?
All right, our last story. We have a whiskey story. We got New York Distilling Company debuts Jaywalk. So this is a Brooklyn distillery, and they're putting out a new line of rye whiskeys under the Jaywalk label. You have a Jaywalk Rye Bonded, obviously 100 proof, and then the Jaywalk Rye Straight Rye Whiskey. This is out of... they moved from Williamsburg to Bushwick. So we got a Brooklyn Distilling Company, New York Distilling Company, and they're coming out with some rye looking out there in the market. So
this is the same company?
New York Distilling Company. So it's they're putting out this Jaywalk. So out of
appreciate the image, man. I can really see the image, man. That's good.
The Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah.
Hey, I try, man.
The bottles look good.
Interesting bottle. I hate to harp on it. Jeff March over there, if you're fans of Rock Elite, he's been there. I think he's got an upcoming barrel pick, so if it's in the works, maybe you guys will see that if you follow the page. But
it's cool that you know so much about the Rock Elite picks coming up, but we never do, Caleb.
I think this was a big issue on why we're actually not Rock Elite members, because I always say Caleb's kind of like in charge of it to like let us know what's cool and coming out. And I don't think
I send you all the monthlies. Every time he puts a monthly out.
Are you out of your fucking mind? The one time I asked you to grab me a bottle, the one time we were busy at work, I said, dude, please get me this bottle.
That wasn't Rock Elite.
Whatever. The one time I needed you, you weren't there for me, man.
That wasn't Rock Elite.
And that, and that, Caleb. Buddy, that hurt me.
You know what you need to do, Jer? Your special page needs to get a Rock Elite membership.
Fuck that.
The Finsta.
All right, so you got one bottle that 100 proof that's going to be selling for $55, and the other bottle that 92 proof is going to be selling for $50. Be on the lookout for these hitting markets end of March going into April. So two new rye whiskeys out there if you love rye whiskeys out of New York as well. So
see you in May.
Yeah, right. Upstate, we'll get it last. But that'll conclude News with Caleb right there. So three interesting stories.
Perfect. That being said, Caleb, it is that time, my friend. It is time to review the Los Datos Deluxe 2024 Limited Edition by Matt Booth, by Ventura.
Ooh. Oh, all right. So appearance with the wrapper and the box, I'm factoring that in. Both are stellar. It looks fantastic. I'm giving it 9.5. It looks great. The black and gold. It looks awesome. Very sexy box. Burn gave us a 9. No relates at all, so didn't have a problem there. Construction, I'm giving this a 9 as well. Great stack of dimes. Held up. Ash when I wanted to. You had to really tap it to get that stack of dimes off. Draw, I went with a straight cut, and you know what? I wish I went with a V cut. I should have done it. So draw, gave it 8.5. I felt like I just would have got, more clouds of smoke, fat clouds if I went with a V-cut. Enjoyment, given an 8.5. I just wish it was a little bit of a bigger stick. I don't know, just the size-wise, I like the shape, the torpedo size, but I just wish it was a bit longer. That's all.
Pause.
We're talking cigars, yeah. So you add that up, I got a 44.5 times it by 2, got an 89 from your boy Caleb.
All right.
Additional notes. So I just had to repeat, amazing box display. Awesome. Cold draw. I got like this spiced bread and like hay. But at the halfway point of the cigar, the chocolate, the pepper, and some leather really kicked in. So it's getting more peppery towards the final third as well.
I can actually agree on the pepper. This thing is a very spicy little cigar, man. Smoking great. Los Datos Deluxe 2024 Limited Edition. Appearance 9.5. I really like this box. It is really cool. I love the display, especially from, like a STG. Usually, mass produced products and, obviously bring, like Gio said earlier in the show, bring like a mind like Matt Booth. You're going to see a lot more stuff like this. This cigar, the appearance of it in the box, it's got a nice, like, almost like individual. They're not just stacked next to each other. They're all individually placed. Really cool. The black and gold looks sick. The burn, I gave it a 9. Had almost no issues. Still, to this point, still smoking great. Great ash. Almost, as close to perfect as you could probably be. Thing fixes itself when it had a little bit of an issue. No big deal. Did I say 9 already on that?
Yes.
Okay. Construction, 8.5. Here's where we differ a little bit. You were talking earlier in the show, probably around the halfway point, that you really had to tap the ash on that thing to get the ash to fall off. I feel like the ash on this is actually a little flaky for me. I feel like if you weren't a little more careful, you could wear some of it. Nobody likes to wear an ash. The draw, I gave it a 9. The smoke output on this thing is fantastic. Not tight, not loose, just like the perfect draw. I straight cut mine. Just a nice straight clip. Nothing crazy. Bring my overall enjoyment to a 9. 45 bring me to a 90 overall. I really like this cigar. And this was a actual little critique that I got. And I think I'm going to start adding this in to our cigar review. I don't think it's an account toward the score, but I think it should severely influence whether or not to buy the cigar. Price point. This cigar retails to at about $16 to $17 in New York, so this thing's probably about $25 here in New York. I was able to get it at the MSRP. $16, $17. Give this thing a whirl, man. Fantastic. Really cool looking cigar. And then on top of it, if you're a band collector or anything like that, you got something really cool to put away. The tampon line continues, and it's getting better and better. The blend on the cigar, obviously the Mexican San Andreas, got a lot of notes of chocolate. I thought it was very peppery, especially coming into the final third. It's very, very, very peppery. I don't know what Caleb's talking about, hay and all that crazy shit that he says, but for me, just a chocolatey, peppery cigar. I really enjoyed it. I think if it's $16, $17, give it a whirl. Gio.
All right, I'll get into mine. So I think we all have different viewpoints on this cigar, so this is going to be interesting. So appearance, I gave it a 9.5. That I think we can all agree, you know, this is, if you change the LSD logo and put Room 101, you would notice no difference. This is Matt Booth's influence to a T, in my opinion. Right down to the wrapper on that. For appearance, I gave this a 9.5. It's a really cool box, a cool-looking cigar. Yes, we're going to make fun of it and call it the tampon and all that stuff. You know, of course, the tampon's in a nice box. Yeah, I went there.
You could actually buy these tampons instead of being embarrassed to buy it for your wife or girlfriend, like in a store.
Feels good on the nose. Burn, I'm right there with you guys. 9. No issues on that front at all. Even when you've set it down a bunch of times, you know, pretty even throughout, like just very little issues at all. It ties into the construction, but I also gave the burn a 9. Construction, I gave it an 8. I had a similar issue with the flaky ashes. So, Caleb, maybe you're just the careful one today. And that was just kind of annoying to me. I feel like it's a little bit more of a delicate cigar. And I think if you're not careful, unfortunately with these wrappers like this, like there's a lot of tape and all that stuff. So you might be a less refined touch with these things. You might damage your cigar.
You're talking about the actually unraveling it out of the tampon.
Yes. Yeah. Add into the fact that you just never know, like the band on mine slid right off with the packaging too.
It's not always a bad thing.
I agree, but if there's too much glue or you know how it is, like that type of stuff, you might get some wrapper damage. I just am taking that into account and then on top of my ash experience. Draw, I gave this thing a 9. I V-cut it. I had no issues getting the smoke output I wanted. Overall, the first 4 points of this cigar, really good. Like, this is where our personal flair comes in, and I'm going to just be honest, like I didn't really care for this particular blend. And so I gave the enjoyment a 7.5. I really wanted to like this cigar. And I don't know, just something about it. I was like, it didn't really do it for me. And I'm not hating on it. Like just because I don't like it doesn't mean you guys shouldn't try it. Overall, this had the makings of a really good stick. And sometimes we just differ in opinions. But that brought my score to a 43, giving it an 86. Not a bad score. Like I said, it just wasn't for me.
Holy shit. Damn, that was an interesting twist. I was waiting for the part where you said we'd have differing opinions, and I'm like, where the fuck is it? It can't be enjoyment. And it was enjoyment.
I don't know. I just didn't really care for the flavoring. Like, it didn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe there was too much going on or it's overcomplicated for my palate, but
I actually didn't mind it. I actually really like it.
Yeah, no, like this is like sometimes we are going to differ. Like,
and this ain't your blend.
The same for me.
I gotta say, I did like it. I, like I said, I gave it 8.5 overall for my enjoyment. But I gotta say, this last third, peppery little shit, super peppery.
They did say
crazy.
Booth did say expect a lot of white pepper and cocoa notes. So I didn't say anything in beforehand just because I want to see what Caleb actually knows. But he got the
Caleb. What did our overall score come to, bud?
All right, overall score 88.33, so 88 overall. Gotta love those horns.
I thought it was going to be around 89, 90, personally, but Gio's overall enjoyment really hindered that. Okay. You heard it here first. We might be one of the first podcasts / cigar review company to actually review this thing, so... It is what it is, man. I think you should go out and buy it.
Yeah, go out and buy it.
Listen, I'm not saying don't... Okay. We all don't like the same cigars every time. And
sure.
I'm not saying this is a bad cigar. Somebody else might really enjoy
it.
Gio's
back, baby. Hating on fucking Room 101. He's fucking back.
This isn't Room 101. This is Los Statos Deluxe.
Mm.
Gonna have to pay those a visit. Pay him a visit and have Gio do some talking.
Because I really did... I don't know. I just didn't care for this particular one. And like, I honestly was on a heater of liking Room 101 products. I really enjoyed the Darumo. Loved the Johnny Tobacconaut. I rated the Johnny Tobacconaut as one of my best cigars last year. So it's not that it's that. It's just, I don't know. I didn't really care for it.
Just not a fan of all the rappers that I love the most. It's okay. I get you.
Hey, listen,
I was going to ask you to split a box of T110s with me, but
listen,
we got a better chance of asking fucking Caleb at this point.
Wait. Hold on. We're going to clarify it. There was only one wrapper that, like, there was just filler tobacco. The others were different types of tobacco, not the wrapper.
Still the same kind of tobacco.
Well, there's wrapper leaf and filler leaf. So.
Okay, whatever.
Hey, an 88, not a bad score overall. Get out, buy one. Even if you only buy one, just buy one. Test it out. Let us know what you guys think.
Listen, I think we all have people that like have found that who identifies more with their taste buds. So if, you know, there will be people who will take Jerry's word, there will be people that take your word or mine. Like, it's not a big deal. The overall consensus score is still, an 88 is no slouch score.
No, it's not. It's actually a good score.
Yeah.
That being said, Caleb, closing up the episode, any final words for you, my friend?
All right, guys, just enjoy your spring breaks. If you're an older folks like us, you know, reminiscing those memories, but just make sure you are still following Down to Herb Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, most importantly, YouTube. Subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, have everyone follow us. We're growing. Grower gang. Check out the TikTok, and just make sure we have the After Herb on Patreon, so make sure you're checking us out there. As well, new episodes every Friday. $6 a month minimum. If you want to be a Mega Herf, $12.
We've been having a good time on those Mega Herfs too.
Yeah.
Been doing a lot of giveaways, hanging out, shooting the shit with our listeners, and really just letting them get to know us
and
off air.
And guys, just make sure we had a special guest pop on this last one. I'm not going to spoil it. If you were there, you were there.
We did say we would be bringing on guests. We'd be doing weird stuff, and I think it's
you get to FaceTime with people that you might be fans of their product.
That's a good point. That being said, if you're listening to us audio only, make sure you're checking that out on a Cigar Hustler Podcast Network, the number one cigar network on Podbean. I'm trying to think if we have anything else that we got to go over before next week. I can't think of anything. So for the fourth time in this episode, make sure you're checking out the Patreon. Patreon.com/DownToHerbPodcast. We look forward to seeing you guys there. And that being said, we will see you next Wednesday. Peace.
The Down to Herb Podcast, its owners and sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It's not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Jerry Lewandowski, with any feedback or suggestions you have for their show. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment.
in the hopes that they will be entertaining to the audience.